Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Berlau is our guest. He's senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, and we're talking about some of the breath of fresh air changes that the Trump administration is imposing on the regulatory state. One of the big ugly things that was very controversial over the last couple of years, John, was the fiduciary rule that was being imposed on financial planners. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, well, that, what I mentioned before about agencies, just, you know, that either Congress is vague about what they want agencies to do, or the other way is agencies, you know, take liberties with laws that are written. This fits in the latter category. The Department of Labor, which is not a financial regulatory agency at all, jumped in front of the SEC which is the primary investment regulator, with just stretching all the very limited authority they had over defined benefit pensions in the Employee Retirement Income Security Act, with this massive rule, the most expensive rule of any rule, environmental or whatever, of last year, that would greatly, you know, make force retirement plans, IRAs, to only invest in what the government considers and what trial lawyers consider, because the trial lawyers are actually going to be enforcing this, as an investor's best interest as defined by the government. And it's going to put a lot of, if it goes into place, it's going to put in a lot of insurance agents and others. There already have been layoffs of brokers and firms like Edward Jones and Stifel Financial in the Midwest have been, mm-hmm. you know, talking about what, you know, how much choices they're going to have to limit for investors, and certain types of retirement accounts, certain types of mutual funds would no longer be eligible.
The fiduciary rule was alleged to be a protector of investors, but is actually going to create more problems, wasn't it?
Oh yes. Not only restrict what you can invest in, or whether you can actually have access to a person, to someone to give you guidance on the investment. That in Great Britain, it's very hard for it someone where they did similar rules to this, for anyone, you know, having a portfolio under $250,000 to have, you know, just to deal with a person to have a broker. And the Obama administration was acknowledged this, but they said, oh, well, robo-advice will take care of it. Well, right. Robo-advice is fine if that's what you want, but I still, and I think a lot of other people still like to talk to a person about, you know,
right.
just basic retirement questions.
Well, that's exactly right. And it really was hurting the industry. The financial advice industry, it was hurting the consumer themselves. And I don't understand what was the motivation behind something like this. It almost looked like they were just trying to mess with people. What do you think?
Well, they actually said their motivations is they thought, you know, in almost these words, that people were too stupid to manage their own,
Boy, how many times did that come out of the Obama administration?
I talk about this. You can see some of my articles at CEI.org where I quote the proposed regulation. The average investor can't prudently manage his or her retirement.
That sounds like the professor. What's his name with
Gruber,
the Obama?
Yeah, I just wondered. Yeah. I speculated maybe you haven't heard that much from him. Maybe he's working for the Labor Department now.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of the overall attitude that you felt like you were getting out of the Obama administration, was that these poor peasants, you know, they're just not educated, they're not smart enough, they need us to save them from themselves. And that's kind of the, it seemed like that's the genesis of these actions that they took.
Right. And it's just like the only the flaw in that is government bureaucrats are not inherently smarter. I mean, these are the guys that were invested in Solyndra when it
right.
went belly up.
Yeah. Yeah, like Obama's got a great record, track record of all the green misadventures that he had, and on and on. So yeah, is this one being unwound?
Well, that's a good question. It's the Trump administration, to its credit, has ordered a review of this rule, and the Department of Labor, which is still without a secretary, has delayed it for 60 days, but there's some speculation that, you know, and when the Obama holdovers and the career bureaucrats are, you know, still trying their best to put this, once those 60 days are over, which is June 9th.
So you think part of the reason why they're not approving some of these cabinet members is because of the 60-day rule, letting that expire, letting the clock run on that?
I think so. I think certainly they don't want to have these regulations repealed.
President Trump is still fighting the Obama administration holdovers. How about that?
Yes, he is. I mean, it was never.
Why can't
be
he
easy.
Just fire those people? Why can't he just tell them to go home?
Well, I've made the case he should fire at least the heads of department. He should fire some of them, like Richard Cordray of the Consumer Financial.
Oh, Cordray, he's got to go.
Protection.
That whole agency's got to go, Cordray.
Yes, it does. But I think just generally they need a secretary. When Alex Acosta is confirmed, which should be hopefully in a couple of weeks,
tell him to get out of there. Hey, John, hold on. I got to take a quick break. John Berlaw, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. I want to ask John about crowdfunding when he comes back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.